Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga on the shores of Lake Ontario here on a windy day. We're expecting thunderstorms today, so I think they're coming on in. Today's question comes to us from Shell from Facebook, and she wants to know the possible causes and solutions for foot cramping during yoga poses. So, of course, I'm a PhD and not a medical doctor, so it's not possible for me to diagnose the possible causes of foot cramping during yoga poses. The first thing I would recommend would be to check with your medical doctor to make sure that there isn't anything specific going on with you or any medical conditions that are causing your foot cramping during your yoga practice. One thing that I have noticed from my experience when I used to teach in-person yoga students was that they, when they had foot cramps, I would ask them how much water they had drunk. They had consumed that day. And very often they were dehydrated. So make sure you are drinking enough water. Have a glass of water before your yoga class. The rule of thumb is to drink half your body weight in ounces every day. So half your body weight in pounds per ounces every day. So if you're 160 pounds, you need to drink 80 ounces of water a day. Another thing is to make sure you're not getting enough potassium. Bananas are not the only source of potassium available pre-yoga. You can also check out sweet potatoes, beets, beet greens, orange juice, white beans, and dates. Check with the shoes that you're wearing. Are they causing discomfort in your feet? Footwear is a super personal thing as well, but I switched to Birkies a few years back and my feet have never been happier. I was having foot cramps too. So find out what works best on your feet and stick with it. Today I'll show you an exercise to help relax your plantar fascia, the fascial connections along the bottom of your feet. What you're going to do is take a tennis ball and you're just going to gently roll it along the bottom of your foot. It may help to reduce the cramping that you're experiencing during yoga. And I'm actually going to be doing some foot training with Sue Hitzman, the creator of the Melt Method, in a couple of weeks in Toronto. So I will be offering my members some great new methods of releasing fascia in the coming weeks on the membership site. I would also definitely check out my full-length yoga videos for feet to help you build stronger feet. There's Feet First and Yoga for Ankles and Feet. They're available on the membership site and in the shop. And there are some free classes on Namaste Yoga that have some specific foot sequences in them, and I'll link to them in the show notes. Thanks for a great question, Shell.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.